On the day of the yard site. May the learning be a schus for his neshama, sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Kleinman. It says it's nimchak here, but I put it back here. The Greek sieve, you know what I mean? The Greek sieve. Zayayim tzvinu loy, nagilo v'nismacha b'yishua say. Dr. Gemara, Tanya Rabbanon, three lines before the end of the narrow lines. Tanya Rabbanon. There was a story in the person Shabbat Lahor Al Ishul of Nerib Tarfin. He came to testify for a woman, kosher Jew, came to testify in front of Rib Tarfin. How do you know the story? Now, here is an interesting point that's brought. If a guy walks in and said, listen, I heard people say he died, we believe him. We don't ask him how the guy died. We don't ask him, how do you know the story? He says, I heard people say it. He doesn't know anymore. There's no reason to ask him questions because he has no answers. And we believe him because of Iguna. But if he walks in and says, I saw him die, we say, what happened? We ask him basics. How do you know he died? How do you know who he was? How do you know he died? We wouldn't ask that question from a guy who came in secondhand. So the secondhand guy has to tell us less than the firsthand guy. Guy walks in and says, I heard from Reuven that Pliny died. Okay, that's all he can say. They can't ask him, how did he die? I heard Reuven told me he died. And we believe him, because of Iguna. We believe Eid would be Eid, right? That same person comes in and says, I saw the guy die, we'll say, oh, you saw him, what happened?
But when he comes where?
Tibetan. Eid Echa comes in Tibetan and says, Reuven died. Now, if he says, I heard Reuven died, a lady told me Reuven died, there was the kids told me they came back from Reuven's Levaya. A shiksa told me that she was story here, Reuven that Messiah was Tumba. We don't ask him how did Reuven die. We don't ask him details. He doesn't know. All he knows is he heard Reuven die.
How about he
said Messiah Rabbi. Again, I mean, can I just finish? Anyway. But then again, if he comes in and tells Bezin testimony, somebody's got to testify to Bezin. Even by Masiach Levitumah, somebody has to take that Masiach Levitumah and take it to Bezin. The guy came into town and said, "Ay vey, where is Chia's wife? Chia got killed." Oh, he doesn't say that, he just said, you're here, Chia got killed. So it's Masiach Levitumah. Somebody has to go to Bezin and say, you should know, the guy was Masiach Levitumah, and Chia died. Bezin has to be matured and get married. So nobody can ask the guy details. How is the guy that's coming to Beth no details? All he knows is that the guy said he died.
Which guy? Where did it happen?
They don't ask him. All he's saying is, listen, I walked into the barber shop, and a guy came in and said, he had a rough trip. My partner was mamish, he got sick and died. I had to take care of him. His name was Chia. And he just says over his story. The guy doesn't go to Bezin. If he goes to Bezin, he's not Masiach Levitumai. If he goes to Bezin, he's a witness. Again, a guy that goes to Bezin to say the story is going to testify. He's not going to say a story. Bezin is not the story place. Somebody comes to Bezin and tells them that you should know. This is what the guy said, Messiah Levitumai. They can't ask him more questions than he knows. And we accept that testimony. A guy comes in and says, listen, I was with Reuven and Reuven died. We say, hey, how? What happened? Not just because you're telling us you were there, so tell us what happened. Yeah, I'm getting trouble for that cup of water, I'm sorry. Cold water. No. Dr. Gemara. So, Roger, you had a question? Hello?
Yeah, no, I don't have a question. I think you were using Reuven too many times. That's all I wanted to
know. I apologize. The sector's getting, we got to get it straight. Reuven does nothing wrong. Right.
Thank you, Rabbi.
I'm a like, B'ni, hey, got your name, hey, the zoo. How do you know? We were going on the road. and we were chased by a group of people, a band, the Nitla B'Yichur Shazayas, and this guy, strong guy, picked up, hung himself, like suspended himself on a branch of an olive tree, or Pashchai, and pulled it off. The Hechzir Sagayas Makairav, and single-handedly, using the branch of the olive trees, sent the gang flying. A mighty lion, Yashik Lechachos, thank you for saving my life. I'm going to leave you now, not the Yedei Sha'ayishmi. So the guy tells me, how do you know my name is Aryeh? Kach Karin Aysibiri. This is how they call me in my city. Yechilim Rabbeinison Aryeh, the Mikvar Shicha. I am called Yechilim Rabbeinison the Lion. Because I'm powerful, and I'm able to do this from the village of Shicha. The Yamim Chalomais, unfortunately, he got sick afterwards and died.
Who?
Yechilim Rabbeinison Aryeh. A very strong man. He contacted a pandemic and he died. Shem Yerachim. The Hasi Reb Tarfon is Ishtai. What Reb Tarfon said, this is a wonderful atheist, and he married off his wife. There's nothing wrong here. The guy came and testified, and he told us a whole story. But he didn't even have to tell us the story. He could just tell us Yechanan ben Yainasin died. But he told us a whole story. Fret the Gemara of Reb Tarfon Leboy Dishiv HaKira. Reb Tarfon doesn't expect the aid to be subject to questioning. Like, do we try to trip up the aid? Do we start asking him details and see if he contradicts himself? Which we do by dinei nefashos, which we don't do by monetary cases. Do we ask him exactly what day and time it was? That's part of Drishiv HaKira. Identify time and date. Here it doesn't seem Reb Tarfon asked for anything. Listen to the story, it said the woman's mother to get married. But it's a contradiction. Because when Tanya Maisim on the Mechat, it's the same story. And the bride says a different story. Meaning very similar, but halachically different. Shabbalov named Reb Tarfon Lord Adis Isha. Somebody came in front of Reb Tarfon to testify about a woman. Amalai, but he got the day in the zoo. Yes, how do you know? Amalai, and Ivahu, you know, Hokum Adarek, we were going on the road. But Rada Machmenu Gaius, we were chased by a band. Benitla Beichur Tena, notice the difference. In the first version of the story, it was an olive tree. In the second version of the story, it was a fig tree. The Hechzir Sagayis Lachayrav, and he sent the band flying. Similar story, the Mepharshim say, it's the same story with minor detail changes. Amarti lo yashkechecha Aryeh. Thank you, lion. Amala yafa kivanta lishmi. Right? Now, different. There he asked him, how do you know my name is Aryeh? That was the way the first bride had quoted the story. Second bride, he's saying, wow, you're a mechavan to my name. Again, minor difference, but there is a slight difference in the retelling of the story in brides that are very accurate. Right? So the first version was, he says, how'd you know my name? The second version, he said, wow, you figured out my name. Same result. And he said, Shkak Karin Aitzimiri, Yechilim Ben Yainasin Aryeh de Mikvar Shicha. Period. That's the end of the testimony. Amaloi, so Reb Tarfon tries questioning him. And the Brisa lists some of the questions that are just being asked to see if the guy trips up. He says, didn't you tell me Yechilim Ben Yainasin de Mikvar Shicha Aryeh? Yechilim Ben Yainasin who comes from the village of Shicha, which is Lion, that the village is called Lion? Not that the person was called Lion? Amalei, the aide said, no. Lie, I never said that. Kachamarti. Look, Yechil ben Yenison, Aryeh, the Mikvar Shicha. Right? Hey, no, I didn't say the village is called Lion. I said the person was called Lion. But Digdigalushnaim Shneshubamim. And he kept on asking two or three other questions. Again, trying to see if the guy is accurate. The Kivan is Dvarim, and he was accurate. The Hasius of Tarfon is Ishtai. And here we have Reb Tarfon questioning him. And in the first price, there's no mention of any need to question. Contradiction of Reb Tarfon, and seemingly the same story.
Now, but until this story today, we had many cases. We never had any.
We never discussed it. You know, a lot of times the Gemara brings in new aspects of the discussion. This was never discussed. We never discussed.
And the question is on these type of situations where we allow one aid, is it like a open?
Again, see, here is the point, and this is the fact, but sometimes difficult to swallow. The guy comes in and says, I was in the barber shop, and the guy said that that Don died, right? All the guy has to come to Bezin and says, I heard in the barbershop that Don died. We won't ask him anything. There's nothing to ask him. He doesn't know any details. How can we ask him? He heard a story. He's an aide in the PA. You should know, the kids came, and they said they attended Don's funeral, and Rabbi Yasha was masbid. He goes to Bezin and says, the kids said that they attended the funeral. Rabbi Yasha was masbid. Are they going to ask him when the funeral was, where the funeral was, who would... He doesn't know. He heard it from kids. And there's no need to question him. What are you going to question him?
Bring the Pashkevillain.
Here. It's not called Pashkevillain. Pashkevillain is only when it's negative.
No.
Yeah.
Pashkevillain
is it's signs that are negative. That it, that's where the word came from. The Pashkevillain is when they hang up signs saying, oh, Mama is the Kavanah Torah. That's the Pashkevillain. From there it became, I don't think it's called Pashkevillain. Pashkevillain, I think, has a negative connotation.
The kids were at the funeral, or they came back from the funeral?
They came back from the funeral. They said, right. So we don't, yet, when the guy comes in and says the story himself, there's a Shaila here, a Stira. Do we question him for details, or we just think the fact? In the first Brisa, we ask them what happened. That we do ask, which we don't ask by Eid Mipi'a. You're there, tell us what happened. But we don't start digging in. We don't identify place, we don't identify time, we don't start trying to trip him up like we would when a guy comes in to testify that Don was Michal Shabbos. We would try tripping him up. Reuven's been retired. We replaced Reuven with Dutch.
Rabbi, it's interesting that Rav Tarfon is only questioning about the backstory and not about the illness or the death.
We don't have that, but it seems that the Mepharshim learned that he was questioning everything. Mm-hmm. The story only says that he questioned the backstory, correct?
Bringing the same story.
That's what they learned, yes. And they're having different versions of what Rav Tarfon did. And that's the contradiction.
Because he heard the first thing.
No. Dr. Ashi, second line from the top. He grabbed a branch of a fig tree, Upashkoyin ripped it off, Lazas Mimeno Makel to make a stick out of it. Pashkoy Notkoy ripped it off. Yashikoyach Aryeh, Gibro Chayu Velev Aryeh Yeshloch. You are strong and you have the courage of a lion to take on this band single handedly. Yafa Kavanti Ashmi Aryeh Shekakhoyer Naisibiri. That's what they call me in my city. So in the second prize, he asked him, "Why can't Amartul Yechem Ben Yonis and Tyrish V'Chaker Hayam? Uva Yehapachas Dvarav. Maybe he'll contradict himself. Why can't Amartul Zimekvar Shicha Aryeh Shakvar Ayikayin Aryeh V'Loy Aysay? Didn't you tell me that the village is called the Lion? Drisha B'Dikas Kihay Gavna L'Chavanas Dvarav. Rashi is explaining the difference between Drishas and Chakiras. Drisha is questions to trip the guy up." And B'chakira is Be'ezi Yom Be'ezi Shah, identification of date and time. Zog the Gemara Vayit, and location, by the way. And for the Gemara Tanoihi, to Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya, Ein Boit Kinei the Noshim Adrishu B'chakira, Dibir Rebbe Kiva. There's two Gerses here. Some have Ein Boit, like we have, Ein Boit Kinei the Noshim Adrishu B'chakira, Dibir Rebbe Kiva, and some have the Tanakama, or is Rebbe Kiva together with Reb Tarfon? But here you have a machloikus, whether we do question Adam or don't question Adam, when we have the ability to question them.
It's unusual to see quite a variety of two versions of the same story.
It's not very unusual.
So they're arguing one person.
There's two quades of. There's two people that said over the story. One said Reb Tarfon didn't question him. One said Reb Tarfon did question him. The Machlokes Tanoim. They're kamiflegi, and they're arguing with Reb Chanina. Okay.
Ready?
Now, let me... And then if there's going to be questions, probably, and then I will try my best to answer them. The kamiflegi with Reb Chanina. Yama Reb Chanina. Dvar Taira, biblically speaking, Echadine Mamanas, Echadine Nefashis, Patricia Makira. Biblically speaking, any testimony except the Tibetan needs date, time, and we ask questions. We don't let witnesses just come in and testify. We ask questions. And questions result, a lot of times, in tripping up people. Because even people that know the story can contradict themselves when there's two Adam. One could say he was wearing a black shirt, and one was saying he's wearing a red shirt or a white shirt, and then they just contradicted themselves. Reuven borrowed Dan borrowed $200 from Shimon, right? Okay, what shirt was Dan wearing? Black or white? One eight says black, one eight says white. We says we can't combine you two. You contradicted yourself. That's what we would do biblically. And for sure, when they come in and say Dan was Machal Shabbos, we would say, okay, what was the color pants he was wearing? Now, they could say they don't know. They don't have to say a color. They're not obligated to know these details. But if they say different versions, they contradicted themselves, we throw them out of bezin. They're also obligated to give an exact time and place. When did this loan take place? What time? What location? Same thing by Dinei Nefashos. Where did Dan do Chilul Shabbos? Where was it? What time of the day was it? That's what we did biblically.
Which Chilul Shabbos was it?
Right.
How much money would he borrow?
Exactly.
Would they ask questions on a...
Again, that's biblically. Shenamar, mishpat echad yevokhem. Yes, I'm sorry. We're not talking about the... We're talking biblically speaking. No takana veid echad, nothing. We're talking about the biblical halacha of Eidus. Two Eidim coming in. Umatam amru dinei mamlet ein tishichat tishim chakira. So why did they say the Dinei Mamonos don't need Rishim Chakira? Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah Sanhedrin says that when people testify about money, we don't need all these questions answered. We don't ask him what kind of shirt he was wearing, and we don't even have to have an exact time. Chazal said. Mishnah Masechtas Sanhedrin. Dinei Mamonos don't need Rishim Chakira. Correct. Why did they make this takana? So it's in the with my love. Because what happened was, people refused to lend money. I lend money, I have two witnesses, they come into Besson, and by the time they're finished, their witnesses are thrown out, and I lost my money. It's very nice for Besson to do this investigation. At my expense. I lent guy money, $1,000. I brought in two witnesses to watch it. I didn't write a star. I brought in two witnesses. They go to Bezin, they testify that the guy owes me $1,000. And Bezin starts questioning them, and they trip up.
They didn't remember accurately what happened.
Well, it's one thing to say, I don't know. Unless it's time and place. But it's another thing to say, different. And they trip themselves up. I lose $1,000. Now the next guy that wants to borrow $1,000, I'll tell him, adios. I'm not going to do it. So Bezin came in, Chachamim came in and said, this is ridiculous, we can't have that. So we changed our laws of the Torah. And we said that Dinei Mamonos don't need Rishim Chakira. Dinei Nefashos, however, where we're saving a life, we do need Rishim Chakira. That's the halacha. Here comes an Eid Echad to testify a woman died. Now, we're not killing anybody. We're being matur and Eishesh, and we're letting her collect Ksuba. How are we going to classify this? Meaning, in our takana to worry about igunais, because that's what we're interested in, are we going to treat this like a Dinei Nefashos case, because the bottom line is we're letting a woman get married, and that's heavy duty? Or are we going to say there's a monetary aspect to this case, and there's an iguna issue here?
That's the point.
But it's also because we have where to hang our hat. It's a monetary case.
But it's potential mamzerim too.
Again, that's the question. There's an iguna issue here, given the fact that there's also a monetary act. This is the way the Rishayim explain it, because the Gemara makes it sound like there's a monetary part. Given the fact that there's also a monetary part to this case, what do we do?
Which is
the tzava. So how are we going to classify this because of Iguna?
Because Iguna is a reason itself.
It seems that the Gemara seems to want to have something to hang its hat on. I don't know why, but that's what the Gemara says. So Ma'akim B'Pagi, Ma'asav Akiva the Ikeksuba L'Mishko, Kedine Mamanus Dami. Ma'asav Akiva the Keshavina Neshesis L'Alma, Kedine Nefashis Dami. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kiva the Ikeksuba L'Mishko. I'm sorry, Mishpatech Agir L'Chem. The Kiva the Ashikum Medina Nefashis with the Rash Nova Kakarta, investigate, well then Ledine Mamanus. Kiva the Ikeksuba L'Mishko, Kishinasi Apiyam Kitzuksuba. When she gets married, she takes the Ksuba, the Mesefer Ksuba Numa, Kishinasi L'Akar. Titli, you will take Masha Kassim Lechi. Kedina Nefashis Domo. Vabal Eishasish Bechenek. Hilkuk, Eide Nashim Bedrisha Vachakira. Rabbi said we're going to leave this last line for the Siyam. Merit Hashem, I believe it's on July, on January 16th. I don't know details. Everybody, we're going to start Chazara. Yes.
The first mark, in other words, even if there was not a Maguna involved,
well, any money case, we would be matter. The first mark, the other is not ignoring the fact that we're being matter in HSH. So obviously, Guna has to be playing a role here. That's what the Rishayim speak out.
In both cases, they have
to. It's one case.
No, in both mark, I mean.
The second Marisavar says Iguna is not letting us drop to Shivra Kira. And it is a Dina HSH. We're not going to look at it as a monetary case.
Look what the money says.
The money is only because she has a right to get married. She collects the money.
The second Marisavar
is much easier to understand.
That's what we've been doing until now, right?
We haven't talked about it till now. More, this is where we start talking about Bishop Hakira. Never mentioned till now.
That's what we talked about before. I never saw that question this whole time.
Someone is talking, yes. We never addressed the issue of Bishop Hakira. And before you came here, I mentioned that if the guy comes in and tells a story of AGBPA, we can't question him.
Right.
It's only when we can question him do we question him.
What happened before they made their
Kakadar upon
the Raisa? The
Iguna's
would just.
There were no. We couldn't be Matur and Aegis without two Adam.
What happened eventually with the Ksuba? It's just that they.
She can't get married. She can't collect Ksuba. She can get fed from the estate. She's married. Before the Takana Viguna, a woman who was married and there were no two Adam that her husband died. Was stuck.
But
stuck.
If you look at the Yikr,
the inheritance was never taken over by the Yarshim. It was put in escrow. Somebody took care of it. And they fed the Almana. They fed the Iguna.
So the same as unfortunately what happened.
Exactly. What happened to my friend's grandmother. Exactly. He's my friend now,
no
was my friend's grandmother.
No answer.
So why is it, if we're putting stressing the monetary aspect to it, but she would come and say, we had that whole thing, if you come, I want for the ksuba.
Then we don't believe it. Don't make the takana viguna.
But
the way it seems to be explained, is that's how they got around it, so to speak, by saying, it's money anyway, or something like that. But Iguna is the main part here.
Should be a London, not know how to ask the basis.
Yeah. Again, this is all Rabbanan came along and changed the rules with whatever power they have, which we had in the 10th Perek.
It's Rabbanan, but it's very, we're putting ourselves in very, very deep waters. You know what I'm saying?
That's what Rabbanan did. Yevamos is a tale of two Masechtas. It's Masechtas Yevamos, and then there's a good portion of Yevamos that deals with Eid Echad, with a woman getting married. So, it is a tale of two different Masechtas, two different main subjects of the Masechtas. In other Masechtas, it doesn't deal with this. In Kedushin Gittin, doesn't deal with an Eidecha being matur, a woman to get married in this extent. It's mentioned, but never in the extensive discussion. This is where the discussion is in Masechtas Yevamos. So you had the first seven parakim, which were totally Yevamos. Then you had the eighth parak that varied into a lot of other halachas. And then you had ninth, came back with Yevamos. Tenth was the beginning of the Eidecha. 11th and 12th were back to, 12th was back to Yevamos, 13th was back to Yevamos, 14th was Yevamos, and then 15 to 16 was like 10, and talked about a woman getting married. I don't know why Rabbi Noam HaKadosh was considered it that way.
We had a bunch of times about what happened,
no. Again, mention Derech Agav. The discussion.
Yeah.
Right, the sugi is here. We're going to start Chazara today, only because it's 6:26 in the morning. There's no reason not to start Chazara. Do I change anything? Leave it on the same recording? How do I change it? Make everybody crazy? Leave it. Let the IT person deal with it. We'll deal with the IT person. We'll deal with it. Baruch Hashem, the issue has its own IT person. Okay, we are starting Chazara from Kuf Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, four lines past the Gemara, where it says Ahu Gavra, four lines into the Gemara after the Mishnah. Ahu Gavra, the Tava Ba'agma, the Samki, there was a person that drowned in the swamp, marsh of Samki. Ansemer Roshila, the visitor of Roshila, married off his wife. Amalei Rav L'Shmul Tanishamteit, let's put him in Cherem. Amalei Nishnuk Liberation, wouldn't it be nice to ask him why he did it? So they sent Rav Shila the following question. What is the halacha if a person falls into a water that is, no, we don't see all four banks? Amalei, so he answered, so he told them, Ishta Asura. Shokhlu Ishta Asura. So they asked him, Agma the Samka, Maim Shesh Lam Saif, and Maim Shesh Lam Saif. What is the swamp of Samka? Amalehem, where am I up to? Right. Shokhlu Maim Shesh Lam Saifu. So they asked a question, Umar my time of it, Achi. So if that's what you hold, so why were you mocking this woman to get married? So he told them, Mititin, I made a mistake. I made an error. And I held, even the Kama Vakami, the water is basically stationary. Kamayim Shane Lam Saib Dummy. Kamayim Shane Lam Saib Dummy, thank you. But boy, even the Kigali, there are some waves, Amagali Ashpalu, that the waves pull them downstream. Hashem protected Rav from doing the wrong thing of putting Rav Shila in the Cherem for a mistake. You don't put the guy in the Cherem for a mistake. And Kari Rav Alei the Shmuel, the Chua B'Rav Yayetz, saving comes with a lot of counsel. Two people, I'm sorry?
She did not get married then.
She did get married. Yeah, it says he married her up. But the Evan, we don't break up the marriage. As the Gemara will say later on, that if a woman gets married, because Maim Shein Lam Tzayv, but the Evan, we let her stay married. But again, this is the paradox, if that's the right word, of this thing. At one point, we're so Meku Beni Guna, and in the other point, by Maim Shein Lam Tzayv, we are so Machmer, Mechatchila. But the Evan, we're Mater, because the overwhelming majority of people do not survive Maim Shein Lam Tzayv. Yes, there's always the possibility that the husband might walk in and she had gotten remarried and she had kids and there will be terrible consequences. Two people, making nets in the Yarden. One went into a burrow of fish. The shakin chama, and the burrow of fish is not full of water. It is possible to have the head above water. Sunset, when they raw pischa shomachila, he didn't see the way out. Shach averik deshitetsa nafshai, his friend waited at the bank, waiting for the guy to appear. Didn't appear. But the other idea, betach beisai, and he informed people, Kleini died. The makar zarka chama, the next day the sun rose. The ikka pischa shomachila, he saw the way out. The ba must have hesped gadol betach beisai. And he comes, and he finds a eulogy going on in his house. He attended his own funeral. Amar Rebbe, See? Look what happened. He survived. With a Maim Shein Lam Saif. Because I don't know what you were talking about. Frakti Gemara. Give me one more line. Ihachi. Maim Shein Lam Saif. Nami Lagers the Mechila Shodagim. Isn't there fish burrows in a Maim Shein Lam Saif too? Dr. Gemara. But Maim Shein Lam Saif. Mechila Shodagim Vashchicha. Seems they're more common in Maim Shein Lam Saif. They're less common in non-flowing waters. So they're very non-flowing waters. It could happen, but it's very, 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 very remote. Whereas in Maim Shein Lam Saif, it's less remote. Yes?
Over here, this body of water, there was no
sulfur. It was Ein Lam Saif, correct.
Yarden has different parts of the Yarden and different parts.
That's not true. You don't see four banks. Any river, you don't see four banks. Impossible. It's not a river if you can see all four sides.
In a lake that has a channel that goes in and out, then that probably.
It's also Maim Shein Lam Saif.
If it's a small ravine.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference that there's waves automatically. So, there's a flow. Once there's a flow, there's a flow.
Why
would
we see four sides?
Because if not, it ain't one side.
Like an enclosed lake, a man-made lake, for instance.
Even a non-man-made lake, you could have a little pond, a natural pond.
Lake Erie's
ain't
one side. Sure.
Lake Erie's ain't one side. First of all, Lake Erie goes into another little day.
Right.
It's like a, I mean, everything has side, right? Sooner or later it ends.
If someone drowns from Lake Erie half a mile from shore, that has a soap?
No.
Because you can't see all four. Right?
Correct.
I thought it's telling you
waves. Well, Lake Erie has waves.
That's all
it's telling you. Again, if it says you can see all four sides, then the waves don't make a difference. I don't think there are waves where you can see all four sides.
So big, the
size of the lake. Sure.
I thought it was
telling
you the waves.
Again, the waves taking him where?
Well, if he's lucky,
it'll
take him from a place that is the bank.
If you see all four banks, then the wave didn't take him there.
Well, you don't know. The banks are large.
Yeah, that means you don't see all four banks.
You can't see them all one time.
If it's large, you can't see them all at one time.
So then we'll see. He maybe got out.
Right.
Because of the waves.
Again, because you can't see all four banks, therefore it's possible that he got out further downstream. Correct.
But if I could see all four banks,
then the waves couldn't.
There's no waves.
Again, if you could see all four sides, even with waves, it wouldn't make a difference. The waves would take him where?
That's the key. When you see all four banks.
It has nothing to do with waves?
It does, because of what else takes them downstream. Current.
So in a swamp,
there's no waves at all.
It's huge.
If there's no current.
That's what Rochila Paskin, that they only retracted because there were waves.
But if there are no waves.
Then he's right.
It would not move. They were.
Right, there's no current. And I can see all four. I cannot see all four.
That's the case of Ahmed Asamka. That Rav Shila said it's a Maim Shiyesh Lam Saif until he found out that there's some waves that do operate there. Again, the question is there any way for this person to have survived the drowning in the sea?
There's two nekudos. Number one, if there's banks, off banks meaning there's a place to get shut out.
Every place has banks. The question is, can somebody come in and testify that Dud died? And the answer is, he has to be sure that Dud didn't get saved. So there's one of two ways he can be sure. Number one is he sees the whole circumference of this body of water, and he waited for 4 hours, and no body appeared. That means, obviously, the person drowned. No matter what would have happened, he's not out.
You saw the whole boundaries. There's nothing. It means it's
Exactly. That's Yashlahan Saif. That's Mayim Sheyashlahan Saif. Then you can have a case of a large body of water that's so stationary, so that's also Mayim Sheyashlahan Saif. Because there's no way he could have gone downstream. There is no downstream. It's a swamp. And not a swamp that has waves, a swamp that has no waves. Then Rav Shila would have been right. His mistake was, he thought there were no waves and there were waves. But it boils down to the same thing. If he would have gotten out, the person would have seen him. Because you see the circumference of the area you are in there.
The Everglades, whatever I imagine Everglades must look like, they have a soul. Because
I have honestly... can't tell you what the Everglades look like. I don't even imagine what the Everglades look like. I don't know. No idea what's going on in the Everglades, except that there's, they come in as crocodiles.
Where?
The Everglades.
Florida, you mean?
I have no idea. Never was there. It's not on my to-do list. The boss, I buy, right? You should want to see the world, right? If Schwab said that a person, I think he said it himself, I don't know if he said it or something, but that when you get up to Bezos or Milo, they're going to ask, why didn't you go see my Alps?
And
the false abire. You wasted time, so why didn't you go see my Alps?
Because you have to enjoy the world. You have to also see the world.
Well, enjoyment is to see the Alps, to see the false abire.
Go to Disneyland.
Disneyland is not in the Florida Subway. I mean, it is, but it isn't. Doesn't mean you have to go to arcade and play every new game. That's not what it meant. It meant Rabbi Shem created such a beautiful, unbelievable, majestic front. Grand Canyon would be a good venue. I mean, I never went, but people go to see the Grand Canyon, the Florida Subway. Now, if you waste time, if you sit learning the Gemara and you're not going anywhere, they're not going to ask you why you didn't go to Grand Canyon.
One of my brothers-in-law,
yeah.
He went to Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, that's also a good thing to go to, yes.
And they couldn't get him out of, he said, I'm learning the base bedrash. They had to force him to go out.
Yeah, that.
Because nothing, he saw everything here.
Exactly. Nothing about that, Jim.
Want to ask him which one it was?
No. I know which one of what.
Let's get back to Everglades.
Only one of your brother-in-laws that will do this.
To get back to Everglades, we have a place like the Everglades full of crocodiles. So there is a soap, or there is not a soap. I don't know what it is. But just because it's dangerous, does that mean anything?
No.
It's different danger than a water, a body of water that you can't see soap.
Alligators. Are
they? I don't know. If you can't see soap, you might have survived.
I mean, you can't. Right. If you can't see
Sophie,
you might have survived.
Something about Rabbi Shadamar Rabbanan. My shame, I'm sorry, Ishti Asura, Hanimila Binish Dalm, a regular Yasso. I will serve him Rabbanan at Hamachachim Lai, because either Southern color is Lai. If he would have come up, you would have heard about it. Something about Lai, Lai, Shalai, Nish Dalm, Lai, Shalai, Turbim Rabbanan. The evidence of Chachila Lai. No, Chachila can't get married. Tanya American Leo Pamakas is Malik Basvina. I was traveling in a boat. Reisi Svina Hakash and Ishbar, I saw a boat that got broken. Reisi Mitzar, Tamachachim Shabbat. And I was Mitzar about a Tamachachim in the Romani Rebbe Kiva. Shalisi me Abasha Baba Yashiv at Don Lufanai, by Locha, and I came up to the dry land. And he came, and he came to me with a Shaila, a Martula Benimi, how could you get out? I'm only Dav Shal Svina, a Dav of the boat, a board. This Dav Maliv Chol Gal V'Gal Shabbat Lai, any wave that came to me, and an Eisil Eirashi, I bent my head down, I let the wave pass. And Kana Ruch HaChamim, Yivay Rishab HaAdam, Yinanei Lai Rishai. That's how you fight evil, by not taking it on head on, but by avoiding it. Amarti, Ba'ayis Yishar, Kama G'dayla Dibur HaChamim, Shamu Ma'am Shesh Lam Saif Mutaris, Ma'am Shein Lam Saif Masura. Tanya Rebbe Kiva, Pamakas Yisim Alech Musvinam, the whole boat sunk. It didn't break apart. There was no Dapshul Srinah. I was upset about the loss of Rameir. I arrived in Kaputkia. He came in front of me. Who brought you up? I went from one wave to the other wave till it spit me up in the dry land. I said, because he might not have landed on the lion, and they might not be hungry that day. To a pit full of snakes and scorpions, meeting olive. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirai Rav Lechavura Melei Nechashi Vakrab may be eaten olav. Chashinan Shem Chavar, who maybe he's a charmer. Tanakama got Itzitza Muk Masculine. He lands on top of them. That's the difference between lions and snakes. You land on top of the snakes, you can charm them all you want. They'll charm you. Whereas if you land by the lions, then you might not land on top of a lion, and they'll leave you alone. Tanarabanan. Navulu Techim Shanei, she fell into a furnace. Maiden olive, because there's no way he could survive falling into a furnace. The Yair Malay Yayim Vishaman, Rahman al Lisani falls into a pot full of boiling wine or oil. Maiden olive. Shimrabach Amrush Hashem, Maiden olive, Vishumavir, because if it spills out, it makes it harder. So Yayin A Maiden olive, Vishumachaba, will extinguish the fire and it'll cool down. Amrloy Tchilas and Machaba, for a second it extinguishes it, but the Saif and Mavir, at the end of the day, it makes it burn more. Amra Meir Ma'isa Becha Chinavu Lubaragadl. Tanya Amra Lura Meir Maskira Ma'isa Nisim. You don't mention miracles. Not surviving underwater. Shemeir says that's natural, that you can survive underwater. The Aruch Haner explains with keeping your water above, head above water, you're treading. But there was another miracle. What was the other miracle? He didn't eat and drink. You can go 3 days without eating and drinking. Elderly Nayim, he didn't sleep. It's an impossible shvua to keep. So therefore, there was a miracle. Practically, while Ramir, my time of the Chayr, there was a miracle. So how can he prove anything from that story? Underground, there were these ridges. Practically, Gemara, Rabbanon. So what do Rabbanon say? The Shisha Hava, they were smooth. You can't sleep on something smooth. Ramir, he actually Masik was not important. You can hold yourself on and sleep a little bit. The story was a daughter of the Chunya who dug pitch and after the baragadu. Ubo by dealer of Chanina ben Daisa. Shari Shain Amalam Shalom. Shni Amalam Shalom. Shlishas Amalam also. She got saved. Amalam Biti Mihalka. Who brought you up? Amalam Zaka Shorachelim is Amali, a male sheep. The Ayo Shayitzchak with Zaka Manhiga and Avram Avinu. Amalam Navi Atta. They told Rav Chanina ben Daisa, are you a Navi? Amalam Loi Navi Anaychim Le Ben Navi Anaychim. How could it be that she would die in his pit? Titus says it wasn't his pit. We spoke out of chat because there was nobody to daven. Those around him Hashem is very careful with. The bigger the madrega the person is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is more careful in order to purify him for Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu is praised in the gathering of many holy ones, V'nayra called Sivav, and he's awesome of all those who are around him. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Sunday morning, I will not be here, Hirsch will be saying, and Monday morning we start, B'shach Taivu Mitzlachas, Mesech Tizgitin. Everybody should have a one.